All right, it is Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019, 7 p.m., and I call the Wrangell Assembly to order. We will have the Pledge of Allegiance led by Assemblymember DeBoard.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have no ceremonial matters tonight.
One.
But we have an introduction.
Yes.
Lieutenant Smith, would you come forward and bring Officer Collins? Phillips.
So this is one of our newer officers. I know we've had a lot of comments that he looks like he's about 12 years of age. And I'm sure he's at least twice that.
26.
we hired him back in October. He came up here. His brother is a teacher up at the school. So he has an interest to be here. Seems to be fitting in pretty well. He just graduated from the Sitka Academy last month and did very well in the academy process. And now, after riding around with me a bit and starting to learn the ropes here, you'll start seeing him out on his own a bit. So.
Well, thank you for your service and welcome to Wrangell.
Nice. I really liked it here. It's been a good community.
Great.
Assemblymember Gilbert, I think they're being a little, they're understating how well Connor did at the academy. He was very near the top of his class, and I wanted to let everybody know that we're in the midst of greatness here, I think.
New officer, so. Thank you.
We're glad he's here, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Anyway,
great.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Gilbert?
Here.
Morrison?
Here.
DeLong?
Here.
Decker?
Here.
Powell?
Here.
DeBoard?
Here.
And Mayor Prasunka? And so Vice Mayor Gilbert is taking his place?
Correct. All right, number three, persons to be heard. Thank you. We have an invocation tonight. Joan Sargent, would you approach the mic, please?
I'm Joan Sargent, and I represent Island of Faith and the Ministerial Association. I say this prayer with all, regardless of creed or cultural beliefs. Almighty Spiritual One, please support our assembly members with wisdom, compassion, patience, justice, and tenacity. And guide all of us as a community to and in a manner that supports every member, assuring that the basic needs are met and safety is prioritized. We ask this in the name of the Spiritual One we hold in our hearts and minds. Amen.
Thank you. And Mrs. Sargent, you've also signed up for the an ordinance 965. Would you like to speak now, or do you want to wait till that's brought up?
You wait.
Okay. Great. All right. Item four: amendments to the agenda. Do any of assembly members have any amendments? Okay, hearing none. Item five, conflict of interest. Any assembly members conflict? Okay, hearing none. Consent agenda. We need a motion.
Move to approve consent agenda as provided.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion. It's been seconded. Any discussion? Okay, poll vote, please.
Assemblymembers Morrison?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, number seven, Borough Manager's Report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just have a couple of additions. One is that I'm working on some amendments to the draft contract that Search provided to us for IT services, and I'll be getting that back to Search very shortly so that we can move ahead as swiftly as possible with assembly consideration of that. But I want to make sure that we have things in a position that are appropriate for our needs in that contract, and that the staff thinks they can work within the confines of that. So we'll be bringing that forward at the next meeting, but there's work on that taking place. The other thing that Mayor Gilbert asked me to speak about this evening is a number of residents that own property in the industrial subdivision received notices from the Corps of Engineers recently. And there are others that have more information on this than I do, but the Corps was here about 3 weeks ago and basically said there are a number of folks in the industrial subdivision that don't have individual Corps permits for the work that's been done on their property. And what I want to clarify is when the borough subdivided that area, they did the borough did compensatory mitigation for the entire area. So individual property owners do not have to come up with their own mitigation, but they do have to do their own permits. And so the notices that individual property owners received are asking them to submit their own permits. Now, my understanding is the letters that were received actually said you had 10 days to notify the Corps or to get in touch with the Corps. And that's very difficult for people, especially fishermen who are out doing stuff, or just anybody that may even be on vacation, for crying out loud. So I know that Amber and I think Carol were both on the phone with the Corps of Engineers, and there have been differing responses as to my understanding is that if people make an initial call and reach out to the Corps, that there can be an extended time frame for response on things. So I encourage you, if you are very concerned, get a hold of us here at City Hall. We'll put you in touch with the right staff person. But what you really need to do is call the Corps of Engineers, talk to them about stuff, and know that this is an individual permit for what you've done on your property, but that compensatory mitigation for that work has already been taken care of through the city's conservation easement that was done at the time that the subdivision was developed. And so there is no additional mitigation required, but individual property owners who don't currently have permits need to get them through the Corps. And do want to add to that, until everybody that does not have a permit gets a permit, the borough will not be allowed to extend that subdivision. So we may not do any additional work to open up more lots in that area until all of the permits have been satisfied.
So two questions. Do we know the number of permits required? And then is there a cost? Is there some way the city can help the property owner obtain those permits?
Those are two excellent questions to which I do not have answers. Okay. But I will find out. And again, anybody is welcome to call City Hall, and we will get you to the correct person. Do you have
the letters that were sent out to the property owners that require permits? It has the contact information on
for the Corps of Engineers
for them to call, and I believe his name is Andrew. It's one of the people.
Do we know, or does the city know who has? Well, obviously we know who owns or who has the lots, but do we know who has their permits?
I don't think we have that
so.
List.
Okay.
The Corps obviously has a list.
Right.
We were not given a list of who all those people are.
There is one property owner that did obtain a permit, and they received a letter as well, and all they had to do was supply a copy of the letter saying that you have the permit, and they were fine. So I'm concerned a little bit that property owners that did have permits may be receiving this as well.
But the property owners don't know that the city's hamstrung until everyone gets
right.
the proper
That's
permit.
Correct.
So we probably need to get that word out. And
well, I don't know. I would think we probably need to know who hasn't gotten their permits yet.
I believe Carol and Amber.
No. We can find
okay.
out.
Okay. I mean, if it's going to hamstring the city as far as expanding that.
I think property owners have been receptive.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. They've been. Yeah.
And we have provided also a proof of the compensatory mitigation information so that people can submit that with their permit applications for their individual lots. So we do have copies of that available if somebody needs it to submit with their information.
I have that.
Okay, good. Any other questions? I have one more. You mentioned in your report about, I think it was under sanitation, that you're going to have a barge coming in and scrap metal going out. Is there any mechanism? I thought I read that. Is there any mechanism whereby citizens can get their automobiles to the dump and they can get them off island? Yeah.
I remember seeing that.
It's under sanitation. It says public works crew. And it says we'll be shipping metal out in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we're gonna start shipping the metal out that's at the land. We're gonna ship it out. There's no plans for any bars to come in. I've reached out to them 25 or 30 times since I've been here, since November, and the best answer I've got is we're not coming through anytime soon. That's the best answer I've got.
So. And it goes on to say that you're flushing the fluids out of the vehicles and...
Yep, we have to go up there and figure out a way to elevate these cars and get all the fluids out, get all the tires off, smash them best we can, band them down to the flats and ship them out.
And so the city's paying for that, but we'll realize money on the back end for scrap metal, correct?
Right now, we charge $80 at the transfer station for cars that have fluids in them, and it's about $240 to ship one, and we get paid about $40. So we lose money no matter
what. Lose money. Okay.
If I could add to that, so tonight on the agenda is an ordinance removing fees from the code that would come back in resolution. That'll be part of what we do at the next meeting. Is change, have those fees in resolution, and part of that will be an increase in the amount that we charge for vehicles to be disposed of at the transfer site.
Because we had talked about this before.
Yes. Yeah,
that would at least cover our expenses. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Otherwise, we're losing money on every single one.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Borough clerk's file.
Not a whole lot going on there, but I did send out an email to the assembly members that we have Southeast Conference coming up. So I know Assembly Member Decker typically goes to that, but she has prior plans. So if there's anybody who's interested in going, I have one spot available. And that's in September. So just get in touch with me and I can.
It's in Sitka.
It's in Sitka, so it's not incredibly difficult to get to.
Okay.
Then also we have Declaration for Candidacy coming up. So that starts next Thursday. So if anybody is interested in applying for assembly, port commission, school board, we have lots of openings, and I'm really excited this year. So, and that's all through the month of August. You laugh at me every year.
She's so excited about elections.
But we have four available on school board. So we have 2 3-year, one 1-year, two 1-2-year, and then for assembly we have 2 1-years and 2 3-years. And port commissions we have 2 3-years. So,
okay. Sorry, who's on first?
What's on first?
Just come and see me if you have any questions.
Any other questions? Okay, moving right along, mayor and assembly business. Any assembly?
I just want to remind
Assembly Member DeLong.
Thank you, Gilbert. I just wanted to remind the community and everybody about Bear Fest happening this week. It starts on Wednesday, and there's a great publication that you can pick up from Vistas, and other local storefronts have a map and just things going on. And there's going to be a great dinner on Friday evening. They always do a marathon, so just want to remind everybody to get engaged in those community activities.
Assembly Member Morrison.
I just wanted to thank everybody that got involved with the event at the museum last week. It was very well received.
I think we probably had 200 people there.
It was an outstanding event.
And a really nice reception afterwards. The photographs are amazing. If you haven't seen them, go over and look at them. So this is the first of what we hope is going to be a lot of special exhibits and events taking place at the museum.
Okay. And the IFA board selected Ronald Curtis as their new general manager. Mm-hmm. So we're up and running. Assemblymember Decker.
Where is he from?
Prince of Wales. We had three good candidates. So. All right. And there are no mayor or assembly appointments, so we're going to get to item 11, A, proposed ordinance number 965. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Chapter 15.12, electricity, by adding Section 15.12.193, rate stabilization.
It is a public hearing. I didn't put that verbiage in there, so we'll just open up the public hearing.
Okay. But we're having a third reading.
We will, but it's still a public hearing.
Okay. All right, so...
open up the public
hearing. I'll open up a public hearing without the motion.
Right.
Okay.
And if there's any...
And Mrs. Sargent, this is your item.
So, my name is Joan Sargent. So my comments here, I read through the ordinance and the notes that went with it, and perhaps some of the things I'll say, you'll go, oh my goodness, you know, that maybe things need to be clarified for the public. So I'm just John Q. Public, and there may be things that I say here that are not correct, but it would be because the way it's written is confusing. Okay, so I generally support the amendment to Chapter 15.12 as a whole. I particularly appreciate the concept of having a reserve fund and a fixed rate throughout the year. I appreciate it requires the borough to analyze historical information on an annual basis and establish the surcharge for the following year by resolution. However, I have two concerns and perhaps confusions. The first is a statement that the surcharge revenue will go into the stabilization fund to grow the fund to a sufficient level. The term sufficient level to me is like, I have to ask, what's a sufficient level? Is this saying that the $250,000 is an insufficient amount to support and maintain the resolution? I think the budget committee should again review the historical data and define what a sufficient level is, and that it should be written into the amendment. A clause allowing a change in that level every 5 years, something like that, based on the current historical data might be appropriate. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, to shoot at a target without a bullseye. I mean, you never know what you're heading. So the second concern I have is adding this sentence to Section E. The Assembly may amend the surcharge by subsequent resolution through the same fiscal year. If I read this right, the sentence is in conflict with the previous sentence that the surcharge is created on or before July 31. What's the difference between paying a rate increase as we utilize oil and a floating surcharge throughout the year? I like the sentence, I'd like this sentence either clarified or just dropped so that it's clear that we're going to be looking at that surcharge establishment July 31. Citizens can come in and make their comments at one time through the year. Thank you.
Thanks. Uh-huh. Anyone else in the audience wants to speak on this item? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing, and I need a motion.